You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
So why do seagulls live near the sea? Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels. Welcome to Wings and Things, where you'll find real answers to real questions about everything you want to know about pet birds. Care, feeding, bird products, travel, and more. Everything to make your frequent flyer a happy camper. From parrots to parakeets, cockatiels to cockatoos, you'll have a bird's eye view of everything there is to know about your fun, feathered friends. So, spread your wings and get ready to fly with your Wings and Things host, bird expert and author, Susan Chamberlain.
Welcome to Pet Life Radio. I'm Susan Chamberlain, your host of Wings and Things, where it's always all about pet birds. This time, we're going to discuss some wintertime concerns. We're going to talk about supplementary heat and lighting, very, very important considerations for your bird during the winter. We're going to show you how to light up your bird's life. And then we're going to talk about the upcoming holidays and how to keep your bird safe and happy during holiday season. Don't fly away. We'll be right back.
Sitting on a branch overlooking the parking lot, the pigeons watched as a Mercedes pulled in below them. What do you think? One bird said to the other. Should we put a deposit on that car? Stay perched. Wings and Things will be soaring back right after these messages.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
A Frenchman walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. The bartender asks, "Where did you get that thing?" The parrot replies, "In France. There are millions of them." Don't have a canary. Wings and Things is back with more great words on birds with your host, Susan Chamberlain.
We're back on Wings and Things. I'm Susan Chamberlain, right here on PetLifeRadio.com. And we're going to be talking about lighting up your bird's life this winter. You know, several years ago, a friend of mine moved to the mountains of Colorado from subtropical Sanibel Island, Florida. Her birds moved along with her, and they seemed just fine until the male Eclectus parrot began to go bald. Started losing all the feathers from the top of that beautiful green head of his. Another friend, who lived in New York, complained that her Vasa parrot's feathers were turning white. When I moved from New York to Florida, my Amazon parrots increased their noise level, and my Parasenegals began to breed after a number of years that they weren't even interested in each other. All these phenomena were related to the amount and intensity of daylight available to the birds. The northern birds were suffering from the lack of natural intense daylight, while my birds were glorying in the subtropical sunshine. Have you ever noticed how droopy, dull, and sad a houseplant looks after a month in a dim corner of your living room? And what about the way you feel during those months of extended darkness? Many people experience sad, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a feeling of depression and general malaise associated with winter's abbreviated hours of daylight. A source of natural light is required for your bird's feather condition, breeding success, and the synthesis of vitamin D. Some bird owners have claimed that their pets stopped feather plucking shortly after regular exposure to supplementary full-spectrum lighting. Birds living in outdoor aviaries get all the sunlight they need to convert the vitamin D in their food to its chemically active form, vitamin D3. Vitamin D is necessary for the absorption of calcium, but it can be toxic if overfed. Birds on manufactured diets, such as pellets, crumbles, and extruded shapes, may not require vitamin supplements. Consult the product packaging, customer service departments of food and vitamin manufacturers, and your avian veterinarian for more specific advice. Indoor birds, deprived of bright, natural, unobstructed, even by window glass light, need vitamin supplements or diets containing vitamin D3. Check the package labels for the ingredients, and they also need a source of full-spectrum artificial lighting. What is full-spectrum lighting? We all know what fluorescent lights are. By adding colors to the gases in the fluorescent tubes, more colors of the spectrum are emitted by the lights. Full spectrum is the term most commonly used to describe lights that emit colors, including ultraviolet, that are found in actual sunlight. It is the ultraviolet light that activates vitamin D. There are no standards for exact amounts of ultraviolet light required by pet birds, but they seem most sensitive to wavelengths between 350 and 700 nanometers. Although it is far from an exact science, the practice of increasing the hours of artificial full-spectrum lighting by 30 minutes per day to a maximum of 16 hours often stimulates breeding behavior and egg production. Conversely, shortening the hours of light may curtail undesired egg laying. Under normal non-breeding conditions, most birds will benefit from 3 to 4 hours of artificial sunlight daily. On dreary days, I illuminate my bird room with full-spectrum lights all day long. It's never been easier to provide your bird with beneficial supplemental lighting. Remember Disney's Secrets of Life films featuring plants and flowers that would grow and bloom before your very eyes? Dr. John Nash Ott perfected that time-lapse photography, and at the same time, in an attempt to promote plant growth, he developed the Ott Light Natural Light Supplement, a color-balanced, reduced-glare lamp specifically formulated to duplicate sunlight. A Long Island Parrot Society member uses Ott lights to benefit herself as well as her birds. My apartment is dim and I work in a basement office all day, so I like the lighting for myself too, she said. The latest innovation in Ott lights is a patent-pending bird lamp designed to mount right onto the outside of the cage. Although the lamp doesn't produce significant heat, the mounting hardware is designed so birds can move toward or away from the intensity of the light. A company spokesperson finds that birds often enjoy basking in the light and have a tendency to move toward it. Avitech Exotic Birds has a variety of adjustable, AviHealth, full-spectrum daylight lamps. They're sleekly designed to complement any decor. Table, floor, or clamp-on styles are available. All utilize the Duratest Vitalite Spirulux bulb and Avalites, a screw-in full-spectrum fluorescent that has been twisted into a spiral shape. A special light diffuser is included to soften and diffuse the light without blocking the ultraviolet benefits. It protects the fluorescent tube, too. The lights can also be used in overhead fixtures, table lamps, or track lights. One thing that you need to remember when using a fluorescent fixture is that you can't use them with dimmers. They don't work with dimmer switches. So you really need to read the directions and know what you're using there. So you can sometimes find incandescent full spectrum lighting. But in addition to health benefits, full spectrum fluorescent lighting is very economical. It uses less electricity than incandescent lighting, and it makes your birds look really great too. Consult packaging information or call the manufacturers for specific information, as well as if you can use it with a dimmer or not. You know, if generally, if it's an incandescent bulb, you can. If it's fluorescent, you can't. But always ask the manufacturer. Call them or email them and ask them for specific details. Heat lamps and panels can be very important during the winter, especially when you don't want to keep your house as warm as your bird wants it. The first widespread use of avian heat lamps was years ago in the poultry industry, where farmers employed them to keep the little chicks warm. Later on, aviculturists adapted the practice to provide emergency heat for their birds and to keep babies warm in their brooders. Today, we use heat lamps and other heat-emitting devices with our birds in a variety of situations, including convalescence, brooding, recovery from stress, providing extra warmth after a bath, and as a source of emergency or supplementary heat during the winter. Incandescent bulbs are used for most light-emitting heat lamps. Setting your budgie's cage beneath a table lamp is a simple way to provide a bit of extra gentle heat when needed. A normal light bulb will provide warmth, but may disturb your bird at night. Infrared incandescent bulbs are frequently used for heating because the red light does not seem to interrupt the avian sleep cycle. Infrared heat warms objects rather than the air around them. Purchase heat lamps only from sources that market them specifically for use with birds. Some bulbs in the general marketplace are coated with a substance containing PTFE, which is polytetrafluoroethylene. That's the same polymer in nonstick cookware that emits fumes that are very toxic to birds. When it's heated, those fumes kill birds quickly, so be very, very careful to only use heat lamps or any heating devices from sources that market them specifically for use with birds or that can guarantee that there is no PTFE used in the manufacture. Non-light-emitting heating devices like Perlco's brand ceramic heat elements do not disturb the normal day-night cycle. The Perlco infrared heat emitter was designed specifically for use with animals and is available in different watt outputs. The ceramic composition will not shatter if it's spattered by water, but it does get extremely hot and should be located well out of reach of birds. Avitec Exotic Birds, again, markets Perlco heating elements, as well as clamp-on reflector lamp holders to hold the heating devices, and that can be used with a dimmer. For more information, go to www.avitec.com. That's www.avitec.com. Thin, white, and unobtrusive, Avitec's Avitemp infrared heat panels are lightweight enough to hang on any wall near your bird's cage. The front surface only reaches about 150 degrees, providing even soft heat, while the back remains near room temperature. Avitec's literature recommends hanging a panel within 2 to 4 inches of the cage on the same level as your bird's customary perching area. I love these heat panels. I use them for my birds every winter. You can cover the top and other sides of the cage for a cozy